This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's been an incredibly violent day in Egypt. The military-backed government declared a month-long state of emergency. Buildings have been set on fire. Banks and businesses have closed. In many cities, anything resembling normal life or everyday commerce has come to a halt. Kimberly Adams is a reporter who's joined us many times this year from Cairo. Kimberly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Give me a sense of what things are like right now.
Right now, I mean, you can hear a little bit of traffic behind me, but as I look outside of my apartment window, which usually I can see packed traffic, lots of people walking around, but because of this curfew that's come with the state of emergency here in Cairo and in many cities throughout Egypt, there's a drastic reduction in the number of people out and about in Cairo as people are trying to make their way home to not fall victim to this curfew where they can be stopped, where they could be arrested even for being out after curfew. And that has major economic implications here in Cairo because so much of business is conducted here late at night, and now none of that can happen.
So there's a real economic effect to this state of emergency. Do we have a sense of what's open, what's closed?
You know, it kind of affects the economy at a couple of different levels. If you're talking about small businesses and sort of people working for themselves, just outside of my window is a bridge, a little bridge that goes over the Nile River where usually young couples are walking along, and now nobody's out there. Nobody's selling corn on the cob, nobody's selling flowers, nothing. And then when it comes to bigger segments of the economy, like banks and the stock exchange, the banks shut down early today because of the violence. The stock exchange is going to be closed tomorrow along with those banks, and that is just an example of some of the businesses that are going to be shut down tomorrow because of the ongoing violence and because of the state of emergency.
Does the bigger stuff have a real effect? I mean, the banks, the stock exchanges, because things have been so tumultuous leading up to this state of emergency, do we have a sense that there really is going to be an effect from the closures?
The effect is probably going to be more so on the larger economy and the way that the international community looks at Egypt. After that turnover in early July, we saw the markets going up, we saw exports going up, we saw a lot of things that boosted the confidence of the international community in Egypt. Now, today, the stock market dropped by 1.7%, and that confidence of the international community is probably what's hurt the most by this.
Talk to me a little bit about transportation. The railway station is being shut down here. What does that mean?
Well, a lot of people commute into Cairo for work, and now with those railways shut down, they aren't able to do that. So that's really going to affect the ability of people to get around. And with that curfew, it doesn't allow people to be out until about 6 o'clock in the morning. That's also going to affect people who maybe have to commute for 3 or 4 hours.
Is there an economic normal in Egypt these days?
The economic normal in Egypt right now is just making do. People here are so used to protests and demonstrations and disruptions that they've really developed a resiliency. And, you know, there's a very common Egyptian phrase here that people often say, which is malesh, which just basically means it happens. And at some point they write it off, but then at other points they go out into the street and they protest. And then you have presidents overthrown and different governments put in place.
Kimberly Adams, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lizzie.